Well, to something completely different, and that's particle physics now. And scientists have recently announced two independent discoveries that suggest that we have got a big gap in our understanding of the entities and the forces that govern how the universe operates. Both discoveries hinge on particles called muons. Nothing to do with cats. These are short-lived electrons that are like an electron, but about 200 times heavier. And scientists in the US got very excited when they sent streams of muons circling around a ring guided by magnetic fields and found that the muons wobbled in a way that no one had predicted they would.
And in a different series of experiments, this time at the CERN Large Hadron Collider, muons were turning up in their experiments less often than theory tells us they should. Both lines of evidence point there to being something missing in our understanding of how this branch of physics works. If it turns out to be true, it's potentially a massive step forward. To put it into context for us, here's Cambridge University theoretical physicist Ben Allenach, who speculates that there might be a new undiscovered force involved.
In America, they were particularly looking at muons because you can make a very precise measurement of the wobble of their spins as they go around a storage ring. And you can also predict very precisely with using the theory what that wobble should be. So by comparing the two numbers, you can see whether you've got the theory correct. And of course, the American experiment is saying that perhaps we haven't got the theory correct.
So they know what they expect if our understanding of what the universe is made of and the rules it follows is correct, then these muons should behave in a certain way when they spin them in a ring, but they don't.
Absolutely. And they're affected by quantum fluctuations in of other particles and forces. If there are additional particles and forces that you don't know about, they will affect the spin in a way that you're not taking into account in the theory, and so the two numbers won't match.
How out were the measurements in the States compared with what you would expect if the theory were correct?
Statistically, they're out by what's called 4.2 sigma. That means it's not a fluke, basically. These are very accurate measurements to parts per million. So, that's something like, measuring the length of your car to the width of a human hair or something. It's incredibly accurate. So in this very fine-tuned world, it's quite a big difference.
And contrasting that with what they've been doing at CERN, they've been making measurements also on muons, but coming at this from a slightly different angle. But they've also got some interesting findings this week. How do they align with, or in the same way, not align with theories as to what we should be seeing with the behaviour of muons?
So in CERN, they've been producing other kinds of particles and watching them decay into muons and electrons. And they should decay with the same rate into muons as electrons. But it seems like they're only going 85% of the time into the muons. So again, there's a problem when you have muons involved.
In other words, it looks like there is a gap in the jigsaw puzzle that is how we model what the universe is made of and the rules it follows. And it seems to hinge on the behaviour of muons. Have we got any insights from these experiments as to what is the missing element?
Currently, it's really up to people like me, the theorists, to come up with lots of ideas and then see if they make any sense. And there are a lot of ideas, I have to say. One of them says that the American experiment is due to a new supersymmetric particle, which is also the dark matter in the universe. So people are connecting this to other problems in physics. I personally am working on a new force, and the LHC results would be due to sticking it together more when it wants to go to muons and changing the result. This can also have appeared in the quantum fluctuation in the American experiment, because this force would be coupling to muons and change the wobble of the spin that's measured there. But I have to say, those are just two examples in many. And the real answer is we don't fully know. I mean, of course, you need lots more experimental data to give a signpost to know really what's going on.
And if it turns out that you are right, and there is an extra force, we've been comfortable with the existence of four forces so far: electromagnetic force, which Michael Faraday was very familiar with. There's gravity, which, of course, Isaac Newton was very familiar with. And then more recently, we've had the stronger and the weaker nuclear forces. This would add a whole new gamut to the game, wouldn't it? I mean, if there is a fifth force, that rewrites physics textbooks.
You'd have to rewrite them all, yes. But what you'd want to see to be sure of this idea would be to actually produce the particle that carries this force. All forces we know of are supposed to be carried by particles. So, for example, the electric force is carried by photons, you know, particles of light. So you'd want to actually produce and watch this force-carrying particle in order to be sure of it.
And just finally, Ben, what does this actually mean for the average person in the street, though?
I think if you're interested in the universe and the way it is as we see it, I'm hoping that this is going to inspire us all to learn more about the place in which we live.
Well, it certainly inspired me. And of course, we're all very interested in the universe and how it works. Thanks very much to Ben Alanak.